Texte numéro 84. The punishment was death by stoning. The crime, having a mobile phone. 2 months ago, Arifa, a young mother of two, was stoned to death by her relatives on the order of a tribal court in Pakistan. Her crime? Possession of a mobile phone. And her case is not unique. Although in some countries, such as Mauritania and Qatar, stoning has never been used, although it remains legal, in other countries, such as Afghanistan and Iraq, stoning is not legal, but tribal leaders, militants and others still carry it out. Women's rights activists have launched an international campaign for a ban on stoning, which is mostly inflicted on women accused of adultery and even on some women saying they have been raped. Noreen Shamim, a human rights lawyer who is coordinating the Stop Stoning Women campaign, said activists will also push the UN to adopt a resolution on stoning similar to the one passed last year on eradicating female genital mutilation, another form of violence against women. Stoning has been used as a form of community justice throughout history in various religious and cultural traditions. Unlike beheading, which is performed by a single executioner, stoning is carried out by a group. The practice has been documented among the ancient Greeks to punish people judged to be prostitutes, adulterers, or murderers. It is also mentioned in various religious books. Campaigners say women are more likely to be convicted of adultery than men because discriminatory laws and customs penalise women more for extramarital sex. If a man is unhappy with his wife, he can, depending on the country, divorce, take other wives, or marry another woman temporarily. A woman has few options. She can divorce only in certain circumstances and risks losing custody of her children. Men accused of adultery are also more likely to have the means to hire lawyers, and their greater physical freedom makes it easier for them to flee in situations where they risk extrajudicial stoning. Activists also say trials are often unfair to women. Even the manner of stoning is loaded against women. People sentenced to stoning in Iran are partially buried. If they can escape, they are spared. But women are customarily buried up to their chests, while men are only buried up to their waists. Stoning contravenes the UN International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which states that no one should be subjected to torture or cruel or inhuman punishment. The treaty, which Iran and Pakistan have signed, allows countries to execute people only for the most serious crimes. Campaigners plan to present an online petition to the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights on the 25th of November, International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Adapted from The Independent, September 2013.